Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Boyk Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
6 o'clock, rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. I want to repeat something that Sip said when he walked in this morning regarding himself. You said you've had a rebirth in baseball, Sip.
Extreme baseball rebirth.
I'm so proud of you. I'm not watching a lot of baseball myself, but you've changed. This is big. This is big for you.
Well, I love it. I mean, I just... Like, yeah, I've had a total, like, I'm back in
Columbus.
I'm 11 again.
Yeah. Back in Columbus.
Right.
Like back the cake said, happy birthday.
Columbus baseball.
Columbus baseball.
It's an unbelievable. Did you guys watch
the cake the spark for your change in baseball love this year?
That was early July, Sip.
That was early July.
He'll try to sneak it past us again, his birthday. I love when he does that.
I don't forget.
You know it's Sip's birthday in 3 days.
I text Bill. I'm like, we got this covered.
It's so funny because when I got out of my truck that day, I literally said to myself, hey, I think I'm in the clear.
You'll never
be in the clear for that. Got a live band coming in next year.
Yeah, the big deal.
No, the Groove Puppets.
Be big.
Yeah. Your friends.
Mike DiGiacomo. The Groove Puppets will be there.
DiGiacomo.
He plays the trumpet. Incredible.
He plays the trumpet.
Plays the trumpet, yes.
DiGiacomo used to work at 10-11.
10-11. You know what? We should have asked that to Ken Shimmick.
Oh, we missed out.
I'm kind of surprised you
did. Let's get him back in here.
Yeah.
We can get Shimmick back in. We can get DiGiacomo.
I don't know if I want to have Shimmick back in. Everybody's kind of like, oh, he's
coming
pretty
for our
good.
Job,
yeah, exactly. Like he might be all of a sudden.
He's auditioning for a role.
Might be a three-legged stool, and you're no longer a part of it.
Yes. That microphone was very comfortable.
Yeah, it was too comfortable.
In front of his face.
Yeah, it was too comfortable. Yes.
Yeah, Red Sox Yankees was epic last night. And I watched 8 innings of it. I missed.
Did you really?
Yeah, what I missed, I was driving to Taco John's and I just turned on W Fan on Sirius, so I heard it. Yeah, it was a great game. Incredible game.
Yankees 4-3 over the Red Sox. Yeah.
I caught none last night.
It was rough. Oh, it was the Yankees had a rough time. It was whew. Oh my God, it was rough. I mean, that's epic series, and it's game three today. I think there's three of the four
have gone to game three. So, that's what baseball wants, the drama of game three.
That whole one game thing just didn't work for me.
Why don't you watch Red Sox Yankees tonight?
There's a chance.
We got
Houston, New Mexico State.
Yeah. Now I will tell you, I will be watching baseball on that.
Who's the NFL game?
It's Rams Niners.
That's pretty good. How are the Niners right now?
They're okay. They're kind of beat up, like usual. They're always beat up. Purdy, I think, is playing this week.
Is McCaffrey hurt again?
McCaffrey, I believe, is healthy. I believe he's healthy.
Has he done anything? I haven't heard his name mentioned once this year.
It's been a boring team. Like nothing's happening there. They usually have
better.
Are they
2-2?
I think they're 3-1. Well, I want to say
3-1 should get some little bit of traction.
I think they were. Hang on, let me get this pulled up. Niners. Niners are. They're both teams are 3-1, so good records tonight.
It's a good game.
Yeah. It's not New Mexico State, Sam Houston, but it's a good game.
Sam Houston. What is Sam Houston?
They were FCS national champions during the COVID year. They played it in the spring.
They moved up.
What's that? And then they moved up.
Okay.
Yeah. And they played
their own
Texas.
Four, yeah. Their
schedule. I think it's 3 money games. If you get a chance, Jake, you'll like to hear this one. Hey, you want to take over Sam Houston? Yeah, I'll do that. That'd be a fun job. We're Division I now. We're ready to go.
It's not like the gauntlet of ranked teams, but they have played Western Kentucky, lost by 17. UNLV. They hosted UNLV.
Really?
Wow. Where do you host them? Where's Sam Houston?
It's in Houston, isn't it?
It's just North Houston, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in Houston. I know that much. But when you host it, we mean let them play there. They're not having like a carnival or anything for them. They're not having a dinner.
Just a football game.
Yes, just a football game.
They lost to UNLV 38-21. They lost to Hawaii 37-20, and they lost to Texas 55-0.
That's not as bad as I thought then. Okay.
I thought it was worse than that.
Yeah, I really did. Yeah,
Texas isn't much.
No.
Yeah. You got to figure out their quarterback.
Yes, something's wrong there. Arch, let's see if he... Who's Arch have this week? Who's Texas play this week?
Florida, are you kidding me? Florida.
Oh,
Florida.
Yeah. In the swamp. Florida.
Florida the swamp. Only 6.5-point favorites are the seventh
You talk about something.
Ranked,
whoever loses that game is a bad, bad deal.
Who is it? Isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, if Texas loses that and they're 2-2 or to whatever they are, 3-2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's they're preseason number one. They're 3-2.
What a game. Seriously. Yeah. God, now, here's the thing. You really confident with Arch against that defense?
No.
I'm not.
No.
Florida can play defense. Am I wrong? My record's spotty right now with Kansas, my Kansas proclamation.
Yeah. They're an SEC defense and then give up 600 back-to-back.
Florida was in the game with LSU despite throwing 5 picks of their own.
Yes. They look like they have a defense.
They threw 5 picks in one game.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Florida did. But
And we're in the game.
This doesn't shock me. I think this is like the last – this is it right here. They have to win. Florida has to win this. I don't know how you would even – I don't know what you do. It's still a lot of money, but I don't know how you'd survive.
Or what?
But their schedule is
brutal. Or what? Why do they have to win?
What's that? Probably a change, I would think, at the coaching.
That's what I wonder. That's what I figured you're talking.
I don't know what you do. I'm a fan of Napier, but at some point in time, you do have to kind of look at it. Did I send you guys, or did you guys send me, or did I send you the South Carolina?
I sent that to you guys last night.
Read that. It's good idle chit chat.
Yeah, South Carolina, you know, the SEC schedules are just brutal in general. But this is the next 5 games for South Carolina.
Lock in on this one.
And they all have a number ahead of them because they're all ranked teams.
5 ranked teams in a row.
This is South Carolina's schedule. They'll play at LSU. Then they will host back-to-back games against Oklahoma and Alabama. That's number 5 and number 10. And then, in the end of this 5-game schedule, they will play at number 4, Ole Miss, followed by... Number 6, A&M on the road. That's South Carolina's next 5.
They
five
have the toughest schedule.
Their lowest ranked team the next 5 games is 13th on their schedule.
They have to have the toughest remaining
Imagine
schedule.
Imagine playing 5 teams in the top 13.
You can't tell me. Is Wisconsin's tougher than that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. That's the toughest remaining schedule in the country. How could it not be?
There's nothing compared to that.
It's brutal.
Wisconsin's is tough, but no, it's not.
How could that not
Wisconsin's
be?
Wisconsin's not playing 5 so straight ranked teams, highly ranked teams.
Wisconsin's got to play like Iowa. Iowa's not the same as right now as Ole Miss, just so you know.
That's number 4 Ole Miss.
Not even in that world. Wow. Now, wait a second now. What's Beamer's record right now?
On the season?
Aren't they 3-2?
Let me check real quick. They lost to Vanderbilt. They got smoked by Vanderbilt, which was not great. Diego Pavia, your guy.
Maybe they just have one loss.
Okay.
Maybe.
South Carolina right now sits at, they don't play this week. They play next week. They are 3-2.
Okay, so they're going to be.
Chance of a bowl game slim.
They lost to Vanderbilt and Missouri. That's who they've lost to. Beat Va Tech, South Carolina State, and Kentucky. Not a really impressive win. So
4-8, what is that? And is he in trouble?
No, not in trouble.
He had a good year last year.
Yeah, he's not in trouble.
He can weather a 4-8.
That's brutal.
You go into it and you kind of think, as you're looking at your big picture of schedules, like we probably got a chance to beat Vandy in Missouri. Nope, lost those two.
Well, don't forget also, that's the 5 games stretch for South Carolina. Then they'll play Coastal, which they should be Coastal Carolina. But they end with Clemson, who's down, but still freaking Clemson. That's their last game. Yes, it's a bad year, but Clemson can always beat you at any given time.
I don't know what to say.
That's rough. I'm sorry, Shane Beamer. That's brutal.
Yeah, that's rough. SEC right now.
Oh, God.
Arch in the swamp. I don't think that's going to go well. Then you're going to have
some Arch. You calling
a
Florida win?
Well, I don't know about that. I just don't think Arch will look good against that defense in that environment. I just don't think he's very good.
That game turns into the Florida wins it 23-10. That would for Texas, that'll be ugly. That'll be very, very, it'll be hard thing.
Doesn't that get confusing, though, for Florida? Because you're thinking right now, hey, we're pretty sure moving on from Billy Napier. They're 1-3. Schedule's rough. If they were to beat Texas, all of a sudden, all right, hang on a second. Are we sure about this? Are we sure?
Like,
we're
confusing.
Leaning, yes, but this is a massive win.
We've seen this here.
A lot of confusion.
Yeah, we've seen this here multiple times. It does get kind of weird. That's why, that's weird.
Tell you what, yesterday I was pretty adamant that Penn State would be a playoff team even when they lose to Ohio State. I don't know. You take a look at the schedule. Mm-hmm. There's not much meat in the bone. It's going to be okay. You had two tough losses. If you do lose those games, tough losses, but one at home, one on the road, then say, okay, let's just go over who you beat. And there's not a lot of meat in the bone.
If Penn State would beat Indiana, that'd be big. I mean, it's a home game, but Indiana's going to be a top 10 team likely
sure.
at that point.
That'd be big.
Yeah.
Or top 15.
There's not a lot. There's not a lot there. They're
two
brave.
Lost Penn State. What if it's two lost Penn State and two lost Illinois? Who are you taking?
Then it goes back.
You'd have to know who they play. Yeah, question.
But that's why you have. That's why that you're at least they're going to look at that. They're going to look at, hey, who'd they play? Who'd they schedule? Non-conference. I mean, Penn State did nobody. It's the probably the worst non-conference.
It was bad.
Wasn't it FIU, Villanova, and Nevada?
Yeah,
it was terrible.
Who did Illinois play?
They played Duke. Duke had a pulse. I mean, they got something. But Duke has a pulse. It's not a horrible team.
Duke's better than those three
teams. It's
not
Villanova.
Had a pulse.
They had
Duke
a pulse.
Duke just had a big win.
Duke won 9 games last year. They thought they'd do the same this year.
Oh, I like
Mensa.
Duke. I'm the stool member who likes Duke.
Manny Diaz. Duke.
You don't have to. You're preaching to the wrong guy on Duke. I like him.
Just back it up that their non-conference is fine because of the Duke game.
Duke had a pulse.
They had a pulse. They thought they'd be a 9-win team again like last year. They got a better quarterback they had last year. Darian Mensa.
You're on a heater.
Jake.
It's not my song today,
heater.
Though. It's not my song today.
Oh, today's Rick.
Haven's song today.
And Penn State's flying out to UCLA.
That'll be epic.
Right now, it doesn't on paper right away, you'd say that UCLA's 0-12. They can't win a game.
Have you seen the spread in that game at all? Penn State, UCLA.
Guess, was it somewhere like 18.5, 21 maybe? I don't know. I'm going to say 18.5. On the road, that's a...
You want to guess, Sip? You guess 18.5,
yes.
Bill?
This 18 is a, and a hook.
230 game, by the
way. I
like
18.5.
The spread for Penn State, UCLA is 25.5.
Wow.
230 kick on CBS this Saturday. 25.5.
I watched that game last night. They have that fast game. They do it in 60 minutes. I rewatched.
I love that.
I rewatched.
That's
the
great
Oregon,
way to watch.
Oregon Penn State game. That was fun to rewatch. And I watched a lot of the Ohio State
Washington
game.
They were fun to watch live.
I would say this too, like that. They being Washington, they're up 3-0 with like 3.5-4 minutes to go, and I don't know what they were doing. They ran a fake field goal. And they threw it to a guy that was blocking.
Yep.
And
it was weird.
And I don't know what happened. It was like one of those things. Like you'd have to explain that.
Is that a field goal or a punt?
It was a field goal.
Was it a field goal?
So I'm like, hey, they're going to go up 6-0 here, which I knew that wouldn't happen. They only scored 3, so I didn't know that. But I'm like, what happened?
I don't know what was going on there.
So the guy wasn't looking for the ball at all?
No, he was blocking. He's blocked. It made no sense. And it was just...
Did it hit him like in the back of the head or something?
I don't know what it was. Yeah, it was just... It was unbelievable.
It was kind of mayhem at the start of that game. It was... the game at first... That first part of that game was wild. Then it settled in and you knew it was going to happen. I was not very impressed with Washington's organization. They just looked like they weren't... They didn't have themselves together.
Jacking around on the sidelines.
No, they just didn't look right. The start of the game, this was like Come on, this is all you can do, Jed? I mean, man.
It's quite a challenge for them.
They travel
to Maryland.
Yep, travel cross-country. 2:30 kick on BTN. They are 6.5-point favorites in that game.
Mm-hmm.
After looking not very good against a very, very, very good defense in Ohio State, Maryland is still 4-0.
Who's that Washington quarterback?
Damon Williams.
He's good. He's a problem. He's a problem.
They running back, Coleman.
Coleman. Denzel Boston at receiver. Yeah,
those guys are good. They're pretty good. They have a big, do you see that big returner, number 24? He looks like Dan Alexander, but he's returning kickoffs.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's their backup running back. He's good. He's all right. I mean, they're not. Hey, they don't blow you away. Washington does not blow you away. They're fine. Williams is good. Wouldn't be surprised.
And the running back, Coleman's good.
Coleman's all right. Yeah, he's good. Not fast.
Jed Fish's name is quite prevalent in Florida.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Prevalent.
And sometimes you sit there and go, okay, be careful what you wish for, which will come up later today also. But it's like there's two things. Like, okay, do I want to jump into that fold of the SEC? And then B, but also, do I want to be out here in Seattle in the middle of nowhere and have to fly to Maryland for a conference game? That's another thing as you're making that flight home. It's like, okay, how's this going to go for us?
Fish is coming up at Florida.
His name is. Was very
what other names are there, Bill? Have you heard other names at Florida?
I really haven't heard that many.
Job's not open.
Yeah, it's not open.
Not even open.
People are that's why I say it could get weird if they beat Texas this week.
Yeah,
I think most fans are out on Billy.
Now that you want to know is like because right now they started 2 weeks ago. Now it's just there's a firing every Sunday. Of major.
Could be another one.
It's not like, well, we're getting, Kent State's gone.
No,
it's not.
No, big ones. Big ones.
The whole thing, too, the whole advantage of that being the early firing is being organized to be started, to be fast. I don't know how this is going to shake out. I don't know how early they're going to be, who they're looking for. Someone leaving their team the day after the game, it's going to slip out with two games left. Well, so-and-so is leaving their team to go to that team.
Yeah.
It's just...
Is there stuff happening behind the scenes that we just don't even know about?
Oh, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. There's
Agent world.
And it's the classic, like that. Your name's been mentioned in this job. I have not had any discussion with them.
Yep.
No, you haven't. You're right. Your agent did. And, right. and then I talked to my agent about 5 minutes after the phone call to see what he thought. So there's a lot of that.
Yep. Agents. The agent world is working overtime right now. I don't know. The interesting thing about this conversation to me is I like Florida to win because of Arch.
Florida winning is not going to shock. Would that shock you?
No, because
they have a good defense.
Because I don't think Arch can go and win a game in the swamp.
Can Lagway avoid throwing five picks?
That's
maybe
a good
this
question.
Time? Maybe just don't throw the coverage every time.
He's horrible.
I know they rallied last year behind Napier. It's hard to have this to repeat that twice.
Yeah.
And that's where they are right now. They're 1-3. And they have to win this game.
God, they do.
And Jake,
so is Texas. Though.
Jake, pull up Florida. This is always fun too.
Give me a second.
So maybe Florida's going to rival South Carolina for worst schedule.
I guarantee it will raise eyebrows.
Okay, Florida, as we know, has already played a tough schedule.
Yep.
Just repeat that. They beat Long Island, not tough. Lost to South Florida. Lost to LSU. Lost to Miami. That's a rough three-game stretch there. Now they play Texas. Then they will go to Texas A&M next week, who's number
A&M.
Six. Then they have now an easy game at home against Mississippi State, rarely ranked, unranked SEC team.
They're a pain.
They're 4-1.
Yeah.
They're a pain in that.
Had Tennessee, I wouldn't say beat.
Should have beat them.
Had a lot of chances to
the
beat
guy
them.
Dropped a pass in the end zone.
They beat Arizona State, which is a nice win for Mississippi State earlier. Then they will host Georgia, who's 12th in the country. Then they'll head to Kentucky, kind of a break there. You said Kentucky is the worst team in the
They're
SEC.
They're the worst team in the SEC.
Yeah, then they...
And not even close.
Then they close with... I'm so sorry, Florida. Then they will close at Ole Miss, home against Tennessee, and home against Florida State.
Rough.
I mean, if you want... The break is Kentucky. It's not even a given. It's on the road.
No,
it's not
that's
a given.
Not a given.
Mm-mm. Oh, wow.
That ain't a given for Florida.
They're not going to go 1-11, but that's very feasible with that schedule.
Think about what Napier has. He has that schedule, and he has Lagway right now.
He's thinking, too, okay, going into the year, you wouldn't think that 6-6 would save you. And right now, imagine trying to pull five wins out of that.
He's not surviving.
That would be a hell of a job to get four more wins.
You know what? The kiss of death for him is Lagway. Lagway can't. He's not. You'd have to change quarterbacks.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
That's the only thing that's going to save him. Lagway's not going to navigate through that schedule.
Not for what
he's not playing well.
In the Miami game, that was not I mean, it was 26-7. They pulled away late in that game. That was a tight game in the third quarter still of Miami-Florida.
They had 140 yards of offense.
Yeah, well, that's
the whole game.
That's not
140
great.
Yards.
That's not going to get it done.
Napier's not going to be there next year. Hell, he won't be there in October.
Just think about this. That now it's like Vanderbilt is remarkably better than Arkansas. When would you have said that?
Are they, though?
I mean, are they, though?
They're 5-0, Sip.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Accept it. Just embrace them in Indiana. Embrace it.
Notre Dame put 42 on Arkansas at home in the first half.
Vandy plays Alabama. Oh, God, this could be scary. People are talking like Vandy can win that game.
All the pundits are, everyone says the same thing. I don't know if I can quite take him to win it.
I know.
But, oh, wow, what a game this is going to be.
Vandy on the road is only 10.5-point dogs to Alabama.
Scary.
That's 230 ABC, by the way.
You have to remember that with Alabama, they gave up 227 yards rushing to Georgia. Georgia rushed it at 7 yards a carry.
Come on,
227 rushing. And they rushed for, I think, right at 3 yards a
carry. Roll Tide.
So,
what does this show look like on Monday if Vanderbilt has won at Alabama in this seat right here to my left?
I think I know Bill.
Oh, it'd be empty.
I'll be happy.
I might have to take a day off.
Monday.
Where's Steve Pavia at? Yeah. He won't even show. He will no show. There's 100% that he will no show.
What would be the?
I would have a Pavia jersey waiting for you here at the station.
What's the other team I don't like?
Indiana.
Yeah. God.
I'll have a Mendoza jersey, or I'll have a Pavia jersey for you to don during the show.
Good God. I've come around a little bit on
Indiana. I think you have to if Vandy beats Alabama. You have to come around on them. You got to give them respect.
Yeah. I guess. We'll see on that. We'll just see. Let's see what that looks like. Don't be texting me during the game.
You're going to hear from me.
Oh, I will tell you what. I do. I hope it's like all of a sudden, middle of the third quarter.
Don't do it.
Vandy leads by three.
And Vandy's up. Oh, the text will come streaming
in. Oh, my God. I can't wait.
There will be a streaming coming in.
Oh, God.
This will be, just so everyone knows, this will be my last my very, very last wedding that I ever attend in the fall. This is
Are you making an announcement right now?
Making an announcement. There's an announcement.
You should play, can you play breaking news?
Save the invites.
Stop. Play breaking news. I want you to ramp this up. Okay. Ramp it up.
Announcement from the desk of Bill Bush. Breaking news.
Go ahead, Bill.
This will be the last attendance ever for myself. Laura can attend if she wants, but I am no longer attending any weddings in the fall. This is back-to-back weekends, and I'm just like, this can't happen anymore. I got this, like, and I've gotten, and so the announcement is that it's up front. That way, I'm going to know it. So that way, when the invite comes in, I'm going to be like, okay, I'll think, yeah, maybe we can do that. No,
This is final?
This is final. The final word right now has come down.
All right.
Yes.
You get February through July. Yes. Maybe mid-August at the latest.
Yes, all the
That's
time.
That's it.
Late August is fine. Even that one was rough. My own daughter took me away from Iowa State, Kansas State.
That was week zero.
It was week zero. I'm sitting there in the hotel
that was
trying.
Week zero.
Supposed to be at pictures.
Sweating bullets.
Supposed to be at pictures. I'm trying to see if they can't. If Iowa State can't get a first down.
In Dublin.
Dad, you're really uncomfortable.
You're very uncomfortable.
It's going to be fine. No, I missed Iowa State.
You look so well. God. Missing the football right now.
How about, think about that one. Think about this happened to Nebraska. So Iowa State's going as a rough game going to Cincinnati. Iowa State lost both their starting corners to blown knees, ACLs.
Last week?
What's that?
Or when?
One in practice, one during the game.
When?
Last week.
This little panel.
And I don't know if the one in the practice was this week or last week. Both starting corners.
Okay, then
here comes Sorsby.
Yeah, that's trouble.
I don't see how they win that game with your two starting corners.
That's trouble. That's trouble.
What a dramatic change there would be if that happened at Nebraska.
God, there'll be. What time is that game, by the way?
I think it's 2:30 also.
I think it's a 2:30 game.
Do not text me. Iowa State's winning.
I'm going to text you Vanderbilt. No. I'm going to text you Vanderbilt.
I don't know how they can win without their two starting corners in. I don't see it.
Good.
That game is at that game's at 11 a.m. You can watch part of the game. ESPN2.
I watched.
Since she's still 1.5-point favorites.
Oh, man, I hope Iowa State can pull this off because I'll be tracking that thing with you so bad. Can't even go to Casey's. That's all I hear about is Iowa State everywhere.
That would put them at bowl eligible in early October already at
6-0.
Yep.
Well,
that's
a great
achievement. Did they start last year 8-0, 9-0?
7-0.
7-0.
It's a great achievement.
It's happening again.
It's kind of hard to do. They did beat Iowa.
You've done this to yourself with the disdain. You know, we would make this a story if you didn't say in the air how much you hate Iowa State.
Never said that.
Yeah.
You don't like you Iowa State. You're sick of the story.
I didn't like the praise. I was just like, they won some games. Good.
They were 7-0.
They were 7-0.
They were
ranked like 10th.
That's not some. That's
They went to the Big 12 title game.
Yeah, they did. They had a chance.
They were one chance, one play for me in the playoffs.
Had a chance to play a playoff team, and you hate them.
Damn it.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed,
Joey,
chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com. I saw a story. I know it's going to bother part of the stool, but I didn't write it. I didn't write it.
What?
I didn't write it. Bill Conley, who is a respected big analytics guy for ESPN, does a lot of different rankings of teams. He was doing quarterback rankings. Again, now it's through the first month of the season, which we've all pointed out, not everyone's playing tough games the first four games. We know that. But Bill Conley, ESPN, ranked every Power 4 quarterback 1 month into the season, counting in QBR and the eye test from what he's seen. And this will cause a problem on the stool, on the show, because number one,
I see where you're going,
in the country is USC's Jaden Maiva per Bill Conley. Top quarterback.
First of all, I want to make sure this is scored away. I like Maiva a lot.
I like him too.
But I don't love him. No, I don't.
I like him.
Yeah, I like him
just
a lot.
I don't like him better than Charles.
I don't like him better than a lot. Because here's the reason why is like, and here's my question: Who wrote this?
This is Bill Conley, ESPN.
Okay, my first question is going to be to Bill: Would be Have you watched him? How much has he watched him? Has he the eye test? Was it? I caught a little bit of
this
the
analytics.
I caught a little bit of
analytics plus eye test. He's watched some of these games.
Oh, okay.
Now
analytics plus eye test.
Here's his comment. He did a little comment. He says, Maiva was let down by his defense against Illinois on Saturday, but Maiva is comfortably number one in total QBR through September, and among QBR-qualified quarterbacks, he is one of only two to rank in the top two in both completion rate and yards per completion. Illinois was comfortably his worst game of the season, and he still threw for 364 with a total QBR of 85.5. Is QBR overrated at all?
See, don't you say... Well, go ahead.
Don't push back on 365 at Illinois. That's pretty good. Now, Illinois defense has not been good.
63 versus Indiana.
They gave up 63 the game before.
How's Missouri
but
State?
But still, Missouri State, now their first year in Division One, no, not very good. Who else do they play?
Georgia Southern,
not very good.
How's Purdue?
Not very good.
Michigan State's defense is awful.
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 So right now, I'm going to push back on that a little bit. They haven't played really anyone, but his numbers are really good.
Yeah, I'm not a hater.
I do not hate him at all. I would just take Childs over him.
I'm not a hater. I think stats, as we established yesterday, right now, can be very misleading.
Nothing until week 8.
Agree with that.
Nothing until week 8.
It's too early, and I agree with Bill. Just look at the Big Ten stats.
Now, the problem here resides with number 2, which is going to really tick off one more person in the room, not Bill, not me. Number 2, in terms of top quarterbacks in the country, is Diego Pavia at Vanderbilt. Yeah.
He's number 2.
Your guy's tip.
I talked to a coach SEC.
Now you're going to hear it.
I talked to a coach in the SEC, and he told me that Pavia is the best player in the country.
Is he?
That's what he says, the best player in the country.
From New Mexico State to Vanderbilt.
Is that coach on the outs? Has he got some issues?
I just hate this guy.
I mean, I don't understand this. Why do you hate stories?
It's a good story.
He had zero offers out of high school.
He likes the blue bloods that are always on top and likes when the underdogs are always on the bottom.
Is that correct? Doesn't it interest you that he had no offers? This guy that everyone's talking about had zero offers out of high school.
That's cute.
Went to New Mexico military.
Good story.
It's like Rudy.
First of all, who?
Not this Rudy.
Who? I mean, think about this. Who goes to a junior college that is military?
Yeah, then he does a junior college thing.
Ah. Roswell. I've been there. Zach Bowman.
Pavia. If he's number 2, give me a break. Give me a break on that.
The comment is from Bill Collins. We don't know if Vandy has the raw explosiveness to survive a brutal upcoming run of opponents with Bama, LSU, Missouri, and Texas. But we do know that Pavia's efficiency has gone from good to ruthless in 2025.
What was that word again, Steve?
Ruthless.
Did you hear that?
Let's see about ruthless on Saturday.
It says fewer negative plays, fewer scrambles, and a 75% completion rate. Ridiculously good, Bill Connelly. I'm Diego Pavia, SIP's favorite player in this country.
I think what will happen, he'll be found out just to be a cute story on Saturday. I mean, Alabama will do Alabama.
He did beat Bama last year.
I think
year.
I heard this correctly this morning on another show. The last 55 games in the SEC, Vanderbilt's been an underdog. 55 games in a row, they've not been chosen to win.
That's
55 in a row.
That's a good stat. That's why he hates them, because he doesn't like when the small guy rises up.
I like blue bloods. That's what I like. I like the Yankees.
Well, the Yankees aren't playing Vanderbilt, so let's just move on from that.
Right. Anyway, who's third?
Third is the guy that Bill likes.
Trinidad Chambliss.
From Ole Miss, who was getting at Ferris State last year.
Probably stupid story, isn't it, Steve? Came from Division II.
Ole Miss.
Let's talk about all the 5 stars.
Yeah, exactly. Let's not have
a feel-good story.
Yeah, how can you say it? I don't understand your hatred of feel-good stories.
I just don't like wannabes.
They want to be good. Why can't Vanderbilt want to be good? Are they supposed to be terrible forever?
How about the work of the... you want to talk about something that's incredible?
Well,
how about the GM?
Of Vandy?
Of Ole Miss, finding Trinidad Chambliss.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
He was like, I totally agree. He was like the 136th quarterback in the... It wasn't even...
I don't even think he starred at Ferris State. Hey,
I don't think that's accurate. I think he did start
at Ferris State. I heard he was a backup at Ferris State.
You back up at Ferris State and go to Ole Miss.
I don't think that's the case. I'm going to push back on that.
This is where I come in.
How about this? It says... regarding Trinidad Chambliss from Bill Connelly. Last December, he torched Valdosta State to lead Ferris State to the Division II national title.
Hold on. Let's see.
That means he was probably starting, right?
Well, at that point.
At what point? I didn't say he was always starting.
He won the title.
He was the starting quarterback. You have nothing to stand on here.
Yeah.
It's freshman year, he didn't start. That doesn't count.
Damn, you're right. He didn't start.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, maybe
Steve.
The other guy was hurt or something.
Yeah.
Hold on. Keep looking that up. 4 is Mendoza at Indiana. 5, Dante Moore. Number 6, a name that we have seen already, Brendan Sorsby at Cincinnati, number six per Bill Conley on quarterbacks with QBR.
We loved him. We did. We loved him.
Yeah, a bad game against Nebraska. He's been really, really, really good ever since.
Yeah. Sorsby's the real deal.
It says, and he's right. It says Cincinnati is basically one poor pass away, the interception against Nebraska, from being one of the biggest stories of the early season, says Bill Conley on Sorsby in Cincinnati.
They're going to win this game. They're going to beat Iowa State.
Jeez.
And Sip will be very happy.
Yes.
They're
a different team also. The receivers have gotten a little bit more on the same page. They're a different team than what Nebraska played. Still though, that'll be a huge win for Nebraska as it progresses. If they end up being a 9-win team, that it still counts when you beat them. Doesn't matter when you beat them, it just counts that you beat them.
Absolutely.
For those curious, where is Dylan Raiola in these rankings? He is number 25. Here's the comment from Bill Conley. Raiola's 76% completion rate ranks fourth nationally, and his 11-1 TD to interception ratio is pretty sexy. But he somehow takes forever to throw, 2.89 seconds on average, which is 108th in the country. Extremely short passes, 6.2 air yards per attempt, that's 123rd, and takes a lot of sacks in the process, 28.6% sacks to pressures, which is 119th. Still, the Huskers rank 16th in points per drive and 9th in success rate. So he's doing something right.
Absolutely. Trinidad Chambliss.
Yes.
ChatGPT. In 2024, he became the primary starter after an injury to a teammate and led the team to a national championship.
They got it right, though.
Yeah. After an injury. He wasn't even the starter to start the season.
No, but you made
that's
it sound
why it's even better story
that he was the backup quarterback at Ferris and they went and took him out of the
That's board. Why it's even a better story. It wasn't even the starting quarterback.
Yeah. Once again, I was right. You were wrong.
There's no.
Once again.
No, you had him as not being the starter at the end of the year. So you had him like, he was the backup, you said.
Once again.
So at one point in time, everyone was a backup.
That's true.
Jake agrees with Bill. Yes, shock.
No, I just said he's been a great story. I like good stories. I don't know why you don't like good stories.
Shocking.
It's sad to me that you don't like good stories
in sports.
I
like Chambliss.
Didn't sound like you did.
No,
you tried
didn't.
To take a shot saying why he wasn't starting quarterback
last year.
You
don't like anything, Steve.
He likes Alabama. Roll Tide.
You were wrong. I was right once again.
Any thoughts on the numbers about Raiola? 2.89 seconds to throw, 108th in the country. Short passes, 6.2 air yards per attempt. 123rd, and of course, a high sack rate.
It's pretty amazing all the different stats that are now available. Those type of things. That would be something like 20 years ago was not even mentioned. He holds on the ball. Well, how long does he hold it? 2.89. That's his average. No one has said that in a million years.
No, baseball's that way too. I don't want to get into a baseball discussion, but I don't even recognize the stats in baseball anymore. It used to be. Pitcher, win-loss, ERA.
Yeah, that was it.
Now it's talking about.
Yeah.
But anyway, Dylan, is there 24 quarterbacks better than Dylan Raiola?
Per Bill Conley, yes. And a guy we like, Josh Hoover, is number 23. We like Josh Hoover, TCU. 23rd.
Boy, I tell you one thing. They, being TCU, they hit a guy in the chest. It's going to be a touchdown. Bounces off his chest, Arizona State. I mean, it was going to kind of end the game. Arizona State intercepts it, bouncing off his chest. They end up winning it in a wild one. TCU had every chance to win that game, and they just threw it away.
It's TCU's right.
But, Hoover's impressive, but he wasn't
TCU's
in the end of that game. He wasn't in the end of that game. Tell you who was impressive. Where's he at? Where's Arizona State's quarterback?
Sam Levitt?
Yeah,
God,
where is he?
He was so good.
See him. I don't
he was so good against TCU.
Has he dropped off
Sam
a little
Levitt
bit?
No, he hasn't.
He's lower than Dylan on this list.
He's not in the top 25.
He's number 31.
Hmm.
31.
Man, can he run.
Now, it says, after an offseason of pretty big hype, Levitt stumbled out of the gate, but he has picked up steam since.
Yeah, he looked good.
First two games bad. Last three games really, really good.
Oh, that was a rough loss for TCU. They should be 4-0.
Oh, absolutely. They absolutely blew it.
Ah, because they had beaten SMU and at North Carolina.
Aiden Childs, 33 on this list.
Oh,
top quarterback. So my Ava won. Childs 33 early.
Oh, God,
hurts
me.
It's early.
That hurts me. That hurts bad with Sean. He does not need to see.
I'm going to guess he's already read this article and probably is going to bring it up to you. But it's one person's opinion with some facts. Early season.
Just remember our last
early season.
Just remember
data.
Our last quarterback thing we went over last week.
That, I'm not doing that list ever.
That
again.
One was one we couldn't.
That
do.
Was a
that
joke.
That was another list also that was like we were appalled at.
That was a joke.
That list.
You guys
make
going
any
from
sense.
Like 3rd to 50 in 1 week. It's just stupid. So this one's not going like that. But that's Bill Conley's quarterback rankings. Before we get to break, you were hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in the downtown Lincoln area. Where might you send the Breakers today?
Well, they've been open for 7 minutes, I'll tell you that. The Bird!
The Bird. Early Bird, 19th and K, open every day from 6:30 to 2. I'm talking 7 days a week. 6:30.
Hold it.
To
7 days a week?
7 days a week.
What about Sunday?
That's 7 days a week, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a big part
Tuesday,
of it.
That's Tuesday, that's Saturday, yeah, that's Wednesday, every single
they're
day.
They're open on Sunday.
They're open Sundays. And you can stop by and get everything from breakfast nachos.
Nachos.
Breakfast tacos. We're talking a variety of waffles, French toast, pancakes. I say that word, pancakes.
Pancakes.
And
it's like you're selling them at the Memorial Stadium. Hot pancakes. You're right here. Got your pancakes.
That sounds good.
Oh, I went in sales mode there.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That
wouldn't
is
it?
Incredible.
Imagine all of a sudden you're just sitting there like that and at a game, and all of a sudden just get some hot pancakes.
Oh my God,
that'd be
just
awesome.
Whip them to you.
Yeah,
like
it'd
a
be
frisbee.
Awesome.
I don't think you whip them, but maybe
like
in
a frisbee.
Styrofoam
like McDonald's does, yeah. Right?
Oh God. There's an idea.
Anyway. Please don't forget, though, also at the Bird, the world-famous Hash Holes! Stop by today. They're open right now. Go get some breakfast, brunch, or lunch at Early Bird, 19th and K. When we come back, where will your remote be this night with all the football and baseball games? What are you watching this evening, Breakers? That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.